Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the ENCE 2012 results conference call. Ignacio Colmenares, CEO of the company, will conduct this presentation. Please go ahead, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I will start by the results 2012 in page number two. The management team is absolutely committed to efficiency improvement and cash cost reduction, and to free cash flow generation. You can turn to slide number three, where you have the breakdown of our strong results. The company has been able to offset the price decline of $50 per ton, increasing energy sales, today 25% of our revenues, and cutting cash cost. Please turn to slide number four. We had last year a bad performance of Huelva and Pontevedra mills, and a quite good performance of Navia. Our pulp production only increased by 2%. The good news is that on the last quarter, production was quite good on the three mills, and in January, production has been also very, very good on the three mills. You can turn to page number five. In 2012, ENCE produced 4% more of energy, and the revenues have grown by 13%, in accordance to our strategy of being a company producing pulp and producing energy. You can turn to page six. After cash cost reduction in 2011, we have been able to further reduce it by 6% in 2012 due to lower wood cost, higher energy production, and reduced variable cost. The production growth, the active management of wood supply, increased energy efficiency, and reduction of fixed cost will further reduce costs in the coming months. We are optimistic to continue reducing cash cost at ENCE. Please turn to slide number seven. During fourth quarter, the company has burned 40 million euros of cash. We are working hard on this first quarter 2013 in order to be at the end of March, close to September figures. On top of that, we think that we are going to be paid from this North American forest company for our Uruguayan assets on the first week of March. As you remember, we have invested 25 million euros in buying back some shares of Fidalser, and that is the main reason our debt has grown at the end of the year. We are committed to reduce it again. Nevertheless, we are at the gearing of 1.4. Please do turn to next slide. Pulp production, as mentioned before, we had a bad performance of Huelva and Pontevedra mills, and a good performance in Navia. We only grow 1%. If we don't take into consideration these 20 days of stop production in Huelva on the second quarter of the year, we would have been growing by 3%. In energy, we exceeded the target of electricity sales increase, and we have increased by 4%. Cash cost, not enough cash cost reduction. The main reason has been not reaching the target of volume of production. That we have decreased from 352 to 344. It is a good result. We see a quite strong market. China continues to shut down local pulp production capacity, and therefore imports are increasing and will continue to increase. Demand in Europe is stable. We foresee stable prices with light increases till summer. Please turn to the last page. We are currently concentrating our efforts in, one, increasing the efficiency of our pulp mills and energy plants in order to produce more pulp and to produce more megawatt hour. To decrease labor cost, we have announced today 150 redundancies on the company. To decrease biomass purchase prices, and to decrease biomass production cost. We see a figure of production for this year, 2013, above 1.3 million tons, and we see a figure in electricity sales in megawatt hour above 1.8 terawatt hour. And we see a cash cost at least flat, but we are working very hard in order to reduce it and to compensate the negative impact of recent regulatory measures in energy. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and we are open to any of your questions.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The Q&A session starts now. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. The first question comes from Bruno Bessa from BPI. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, good afternoon. My question is related with the current situation of the pulp market, the pulp industry. I would want to know your view on the possibility of existing further price increases in the industry. We have been seeing the already announced price hikes for January to being implemented gradually. And I would want to know your view on potential further price increases. Also bearing in mind the startup phase of El Dorado, and if this plant has been witnessing any kind of hurdles in terms of startup that could lead to players to push up prices. Also, my second question is related with the energy reform in Spain, and in order to assess if you could provide us any target in terms of EBITDA impact arising from this energy reform. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bruno. Well, pulp market is strong, and the best proof of that is that El Dorado, with 1.5 million tons of annual capacity, is on the market since November, and the prices are going up. That's the main proof that the market is good. Demand of tissue is growing, both in Europe, in the States, and in Asia. It's booming, I would say, in Asia. And demand of printing and writing paper is going down, for sure, on the States, in Europe, but is also booming in Asia. And the pulp market globally and worldwide is growing by 2-3% per year. In this market of pulp, short fiber and eucalyptus are the more demanding and are the fast growing, and we are on this market and we are benefiting from being in the eucalyptus pulp market. El Dorado is on the market. You don't have to forget that Jari, with 400,000 tons, was closed at the beginning of the year and is also compensating the effect of El Dorado. Regarding the energy reform, I will give you a couple of figures in order you understand better the impact in our EBITDA. There are two laws in Spain, one law of 27 of December and one law of 1st of February. The effects of both laws is 10 euros per megawatt hour. You multiply that by 1.5 gigawatt hour, sorry, terawatt hour we produced last year, is 15 million euros per year. On top of that, there is a new tax on the gas and on the fuel with an impact of 2.5 million euros. That means that the total impact in our EBITDA due to an increase of cash cost is 17.5 euros. If you divide that by the volume produced last year of pulp, 1,250,000 tons, you get a figure of 14 euros per ton of impact of these energy measures of the government. And we are working hard in order to offset this effect. We reduced already on January the 1st the price of the external biomass we are sourcing with a good result. We are increasing the efficiency of our pulp mills and energy mills. till now with good figures in January and good figures in February. I have to remind that December was an excellent month, and we have announced today to the unions that 150 persons will leave the company, and we have started the negotiations. Then with that and with other things we are doing, we will offset the effect of these 17.5 million euros or 14 euros per ton, and we will continue to reduce cash cost on the company.
Thank you. Just a follow-up, if I may, regarding this 150 workforce reduction, what is your estimated impact on cost savings arising from this measure? Thank you.
Yeah, it's 8.5 million euros per year.
Okay.
And I forgot to say an important fact, which is new on the company, because ENCE is growing in energy, is that Huelva 50 megawatt power plant has started in November. The power plant is doing pretty well and is giving us a new EBITDA this year.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, Bruno.
The next question comes from Alberto Sanchez from Fidentiis. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, good afternoon. A couple of questions. The first one would be on the working capital. If you could elaborate on the reasons behind the deterioration that we've seen in the fourth quarter of last year. And the second question would be if you could give us the company's hedging positions, both in pulp prices and Forex for 2013. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, Diego Maus, our CFO, will answer you those questions.
Thank you, Alberto. With regard to the latest question, the hedging position that we are having, we are not expecting to cover the pulp price. As we have been talking before, we expect the pulp market to be pretty supportive in terms of pricing. It is a very difficult market to hedge because of the low liquidity of the market, and it seems to us less appealing at those levels to start covering, because we will not find attractive prices. So you have to consider that we are going to be unhedged on pulp for 2013. With regard to the coverage of the Forex, we continue to be active, analyzing options to cover the exchange rate, although at the existing level, if dollar moving between 130 to 1, I would say 35, we feel comfortable that we can keep a very solid performance without having to increase the amount of hedges that we have already contracted. We have close to 25% of the 2013 free cash flow already covered at an average exchange rate of 1.237, which has, at the current exchange rate, a positive mark-to-market value of around 10 to 12 million euros. And we keep, I would say, revising the position on a weekly basis, tracking the movement of the exchange rate. But unless we see a movement in the exchange rate below the 130 euro-dollar mark, I don't think we will start covering again. With regard to working capital, the major movement that was affecting the fourth quarter performance was related to the increase in receivables, which is fundamentally related to the increase in the pulp price and therefore the increase in the amount of sales.
I have to say that we had a very good free cash flow in December, and this increase in receivables is today offset. You have also two other effects who are not on the working capital, who are on the free cash flow of the company. One is these 25 million euros we spend in buying the shares of Fidalser. And the second one is one off payment of 12 million euros by some CO2 we bought and we sold 5 years ago. And that's finished. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next question comes from Antonio Lopez from Exane BNP Paribas. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, good afternoon, everyone. I have a couple of questions. The first regards your treasury stock. It seems that after you have announced the payment of cash dividend plus part of your shares from treasury stock, it seems that your current treasury stock will be halved. So what are your plans for it? Are you planning maybe to take some of the Liberbank's stake or some other? The second regards the Spanish forestry assets after your successful operation in Uruguay. Are you planning to do something with your forestry assets in Spain?
Yeah, thank you, Antonio. Yeah, regarding our treasury stock, after the dividend, it will be around 3%. Well, we think that Liberbank is not going to sell for the time being, and if he sells, there are investors who are already interested in his 6.25%. And, well, that's for the next months, yeah. What is going to happen in 12 months, I don't know. But you know that the company is committed that if any strong shareholder has to sell, well, we either buy or we find someone interested on his shares. Regarding the forestry assets in Spain, well, as we mentioned already 1 year ago, we are working on that. It has a book value of 170 million euros. We own 52,000 hectares in Spain and Portugal, and we manage someone more. But we are working on that, but you don't. We will not be able to monetize that before 2014, but we are working on that. There is not an international market for forest funds like it is in Africa or in Asia. It's a bit more difficult, and the liquidity in Spain is quite poor today, but we are working on that, and we will give you some surprises during 2014, starting 2014 and 2015.
Okay, thank you.
You know that these 170 million euros of assets only provide 3% of our total requirements of timber per year.
Okay.
Thank you, Antonio.
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, I remind you, in order to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. The next question comes from Simon Matthews from Citi. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, thanks for holding the call. I just wanted to ask a clarification question, if possible. Going back to the point on the last slide about the recent regulatory measures in energy, I recall from the Bond Roadshow that at the time you'd also indicated to us provisionally an impact of around 17 million was the expected impact that you thought of the regulatory changes from the 27th of December. Does that mean that the changes that occurred on the 1st of February, that there is no impact to you from that, or could you clarify? Thank you.
Yeah, well, when we said 17 million, we were quite prudent, and it was the maximum figure, and we were quite pessimistic, and we were quite conservative saying this figure, and that's one reason. The other reason is that there is a positive change recently, is that this green cent on the gas is only applying for the gas used in electricity generation, not on heat generation. Then the impact of the green cent of gas is lower. And A, because we were quite conservative, and B, because of this new legislation on the green cent of the gas, which is positive for us, well, today the total figure is the same, is 17.5 million euros.
Okay, but the changes that occurred on the 1st of February, there is some impact, but obviously that's assumed within the revised number you're giving us today on that, is I think what you're saying.
Yeah, because there's compared to what we were providing during the bond offering, where we were having just the 7% tax levy, there are two changes, one positive, one negative. The positive is what Ignacio is telling you. There's no green cent on gas consumption related to heat production. This is the positive change. The negative one is that we will not be able to go for a pool plus premium scheme, and we will go for just a tariff scheme. So the pool plus premium tariff change is basically compensating the positive effect of the gas reduction on you know, reduce impact, and that implies that the overall result is pretty much the same for us.
Okay, that's great, thanks. And then just to clarify, I think I heard you said that you're expecting the proceeds from Uruguay, that's going to come in around the first week of March. Did I hear that correctly?
Well, I said first week of March. My CFO, who is more conservative than me, say March. Well, it will be in March. I hope on the first week.
Okay, it's on the way. I understand. All right, thanks very much.
Yeah, I know. I know what the target is now, so it will be the first week.
The next question comes from Nuno Stasio from Spirit Cent. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, good afternoon. Just first question on the cash cost of the fourth quarter. This was affected by some strikes or anything, because the fourth quarter cash cost is obviously lower than or worse than the rest of the year, and you mentioned September, December was very good. So should we assume that this fourth quarter is not a relevant quarter? This would be the first one, then.
Yeah, the cash cost was increased by your lower production at October and November. We had we had the general strike in Spain. We had on top of that one strike in Navia and one or two strikes, I don't remember now, two strikes in Pontevedra. And that was the reason that October and November were not good in terms of production. And that's the main reason why the cash cost was like it was.
Uh-huh. And just on this, because you're mentioning that one of the ways that you will be reducing cash costs is by getting 150 people redundant. Do you think that there could be risks of further strikes? I would not say general strikes, but specific to your mills, that could affect cash costs in 2013. Are you assuming any of these when you give a guidance of 344?
Yeah, I think being realistic, yeah, we will have at least 1 or 2 days of strike for sure, yeah.
Okay, and it's already included in your 344 guidance?
Yeah.
Okay, so this means, I was just doing some quick numbers, that you expect wood costs to go down on average like 4% year on year, approximately like that, or...?
Yeah, 4%, I don't know where you get this figure. Yeah, we are looking between 2.5 and 3%. Yeah.
Okay, makes sense. And just on another question, on the CO2 that you bought also on fourth quarter, you said this was due to a past sale. So you in the revision that happened from 2012 onwards, you will not need to buy CO2 for the production you are expecting, correct? Or is this a cost that we should assume going forward?
I mean, with regard to CO2, the transaction that we did in the fourth quarter was basically buying back the amount of CO2, that volume that we were selling back in 2008 in order to recover the volumes needed to comply with the current regulation. This acquisition, together with the surplus CO2 emission rights that we have in our balance sheet, plus forwards that we have been buying during 2012, and we have been buying close to 600,000 tons of CO2 emission rights, places us in a position to have the guarantee of 4 years of consumption in terms of CO2 emissions. So we are not expecting in the coming years, and particularly 2013, 2014, to be active on the CO2 emissions right market.
Okay, perfect. And just one final question. On in terms of your strategy, you have recently issued this bond that should keep your liquidity without any major problems in the next couple of years. You also have this sale of Uruguay. You don't have a very high gearing. Are you planning to go for some acquisitions? Your dividend was maintained year on year, so should we expect you to be more active on an M&A front, and what assets would you be looking for? And if you could guide us a little bit on what's your strategy for the next 2 years in terms of M&A. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Nuno, for your question. No, nothing has changed. We keep on our strategy of growing in energy with biomass, and in order to be able to get 100 million euros of EBITDA from this new business by 2015, it may be delayed 1 year, maybe even 18 months, because of this moratorium in Spain, that this business, to develop this business in Europe is difficult. It's not as easy as to buy a windmill in Poland, but we are not thinking in any other thing else. We just went to the bond market for 7 years. We are in pulp. It's a cyclical business, and you have to be prepared. That's all.
But sorry, just on so you do not think to do any more biomass in Spain with the current regulation, or would you consider if there is the moratorium on renewables is ends, or it's your idea is actually to go to South America probably?
No, not South America. Our idea is in Spain. In Spain, the moratorium will be over. Maybe not this year, maybe not the year after, maybe in 3 years. But the moratorium will be over in Spain sooner or later. And we would prefer to do something in France or in Italy or in Germany or in UK rather than in America.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nuno.
The next question comes from Marco Corsiglia from Intermonte. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, thank you, and good evening. Just a question on your commercial discount. It seems that the level remain particularly high from an historical point of view, despite the strength of the pulp market. So maybe you can elaborate a little bit on this. Thank you.
Yeah, I would say that over the last 3 years, the pulp prices have been good. Then the only thing the purchasing managers can do is to negotiate the discount year by year on the last quarter of the year when you negotiate the contract of the following year. And it's true, there is almost 2% increase on the discounts, I would say almost in all the customers.
Okay. And what should we expect going forward?
Well, we expect for this year quite stable. We have already contracts for all our production, and if we sell what is on the contracts, and normally it is the case, discount will be the same, will be stable. The reason for that is that we have switched certain amounts of volume from Asia to Europe, who have a better discount.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much to you, Marco.
There are no more questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and we look forward to meet you in 3 months' time. Thank you.